happened to Shabbos. The dim that happened to the Scottish. The bottle, now the Machimina. Basically the same as what we're saying. It's, yeah, okay. That was the first one I said. Okay, you're saying the second, okay?
Next
one is the Gadish
that is with.
Yeah, you're trying for killing. And then the first time, and then you hold Ishim Shukits, you are, if you hold Ishim Shukits, you're not, right? Number four, send him in the finish of the cotton. Here, and be a more later. If you did what we had last time, if you hold it to be a slot, if you're not, you're sloppish, you left your fires. What's in Michael? Come to be a your bottle because it's Chitza. And Eishmish of Chitzov wouldn't be Chayim, even if he gave Shalemus, even if he gave a burning flame, burning torch, he wouldn't be Chayim because it's not his act, it's the Cherish's act. The only time he's Chayim is if he gives a full tool kit, including all the small twigs and everything. And then the Rashi says, that's Vadei Pishea, which we mentioned last time, it's difficult because at the end of the day, it's still the Cherish who's doing it, but that's Kasher, which tastes with awesome. That's, if you give the full tool kit, the all-in-one, then that's considered new. That's what came out. Okay, Omar Omar, we're now four lined up. Rabbi Yankov Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to humanity. We have base, Omar base. Yes, indeed. Omar base, next page. Right, four lined up. We're in the sugya of Eishmashiach, but you've been following us. So that's okay. So, Amar Irova. Now we're going to try and prove who is right. Is it Rehoboam right or Ish Lakish right? Amar Irova. Kro, Umas Niso, there's a pasuk and a braisa, both in support of the shit of Rehoboam, the Eishmashiach. Kro, the pasuk, if he says a ish, it's him atzmo. If he says a ish, not he yavi ish, he says a ish. He says a ish means ish goes on its own. Takes him atzmo. It went on its own. Yeshalim hamavi, yeshalim hamavi sabed. The pasuk says he says a ish, or motzo koitzim, shalim mishalim, as the pasuk end of, hamavi esabeira. He said to Ace, the fire went on its own, and who's going to pay? The one that lit it, the Mabez of Eir. So it went on its own. So it's starting off saying it went on its own, ending off saying Hamabez of Eir. That's true, because since the original guy lit his fire in his own property, and then the fire went off, that's Eishim Shulchitzov, that considers if he lit that Eir, as if he lit the thing that got burnt down. Eishim Shulchitzov, although the fire actually went on its own there, but it's not that he didn't look after his fire, it's considered he actually lit that building that got burned down. Shali Mishalim on Mavis Beir, the one that actually lit the thing that was destroyed, he has to pay. So although the fire went on its own, it's considered he actually lit that place. So you got possible, supporting Shitzes Rebbeichel. That's one eye. Another eye, the price is very much speaking out the same thing. Masnise, what's the right from the Braise? The Tanya, Poslach, of course, of Binizke Ramoina. The Poslach started with Nizke Ramoina. The Poslach starts off talking about Nizke Ramoina. He said to Ish, sounds like it's my father went off. The same in his gigul toy, but ends off with Shalim Shalim Mabin, as if the person himself lit it. So we have a pasuk, and then the Braisa basically bringing out the pasuk. The pasuk seems to be implying like Rabbi Yehudah. Although, what happened? Somebody had a fire in their backyard. The fire spread and burned down and said Godish. So who actually burned the Godish? Was it? Did they not actually burn the Godish, or did they not look after my property and my property damaged the Godish? I have my show, and my show is in my garden, and I leave my door open, and the show goes out and the mother something. Or my sheep goes out and eats some produce. Who ate the produce? The sheep. Why am I alive? I didn't look after my sheep. But that's not what the pasuk is saying. I had my fire. I didn't look after my fire. And I went down and burnt the Godish. Who burnt the Godish? I burnt the Godish. I burnt the Godish. I just didn't look after my sheep. I didn't look after my fire. No, I burnt the Godish. You see, if nothing happened, it's all the mamazik. As if the person himself did it. As if the person himself did it and died. Fine? Says Rashi, this is Rashi, and then we'll pause for 20 seconds. Tetze me'atzmo, the third last narrow line. Tetze me'atzmo. Tetze me'atzmo mashmo. Tetze sounds like it went on its own. Melekala ikmei kro. And the poster, the only place that we can establish this poster is kishehidek hu atzmo gedesho. So we cannot establish this pasuk. We can't say this pasuk is talking about when he actually lit the goddess of his friend. What's Rashi mean in this line? Teitze me'atzma means it left his property. So he's obviously not talking about a case where he lit somebody else's goddess. Not the market where he lit somebody else's goddess, but rather it left his property. Takes him out. So, Belekola, if we can't establish this pasuk is talking about Kishahidik, who adds my Gedesha Shachavir. We can't establish the pasuk when he himself lit the goddess of Havir, because it says Teitse went out of his Rishus. Ela B'Teir Sheloi Hidlik. It's referring to a case where he lit in his own place. And the fire went on its own force, whatever you call it, its own thing, back. Nevertheless, it's still called Mavir Esabe'iyo, as if he had lit it himself. Alma Isha Mishon Peter. We've got a possible saying, Shan Mishan Mavir Esabe'iyo. We don't know where did that happen. Rashi seems to be saying a chiddush. If he lit it in the other person's rishus, then maybe everyone would agree that that's called mavis abeir. Maybe everyone would agree that if you lit it in somebody else's rishus, you're pesheh, actual lighting on the fire. So maybe everyone would agree that's called eishu nishma chitzah. Maybe everyone would agree that's considered you actually lit the goddess. That's not what the pasuk said. The pasuk says kiseitze. Kiseitze means I lit in my own rishus. So I just didn't look after my fire. Not that I was pesheh lighting the fire. I was allowed to light the fire. It was in my own rishus. And then what happened? The fire went out. Went out meaning left the rishus and went and burned somebody else's property. So it was taken out. All I did was not look after my fire. Nobody can have anything against me for actually lighting the fire. The only thing you can have against me is I didn't look after the fire. It wasn't my rishus, and I just didn't look after the fire. And yet, the Torah says that the thing that got burned down was done by you, not by your fire, but by you. Shalim Yishalim, Mavis Aver, the one that actually lit that goddess that got burned down, he has to pay. Me, I didn't do anything. I just didn't look after my fire.
Ah, that's right.
You didn't look after your fire, it's as if you lit the fire. Everything that happened from that fire is all other mamas. That's what this Arichus and Rashi is. Teitei me'atma mashma. It's mashma went down from its own rishus. So therefore, Legolot Mikra, we can't say the Pasuk Sumrak Kishidiku Atzmai, when he himself lit Gadesh Shachamir, the goddess of his friend. We can't say that because it says, Deite Me'atre, it went out on its own. It didn't, it's not that I lit somebody else's Rishus, it went out on its own. Elo, we must be establishing it for Seir Shalai Idlik. He lit it in his own bliss. Shalai, Seir Shalai Idlik. Ve'esh Holcho Me'atre, and the fire went on its own. Nevertheless, although all we can have against him is he didn't look after his fire, it's still considered that he lit the fire. Kilo as if he lit himself. Alma Eishoi Mishom Chitza. From there we see from the fact that even though he lit it in Urushus and he just didn't look after it, and we see the Ischai for that, and there we see Eishoi Mishom Chitza. Right. Okay, is that Rashi clear to you? Mavur and Rashi, this needs further work. If somebody would take a fire, and actually light the other person's property, then it could be everyone would agree that that's considered chitzov.
What is it?
It's the only rye that we've got. Eishim shom chitzov is the fact that you see, even if you lit into ownership, and all he did was he didn't look after the fire. And yet, it's considered as if he lit it. That's considered, there we see Asian or something.
I would have expected the Gemara to mention that case. And that's a big finish.
The what?
If you light it on the other person, then everyone would agree.
Yeah.
So that would be something Gemara would discuss.
Why is the Gemara not mentioned anywhere that if you light it, now the person is just that you're going to be fine? Right? That's the Pashas of Rashi. Because we already proved that's not true. See, if somebody likes a fire in a goddish, kundri shlokish, you have your chayim on that place where you live, and all the rest of it, it's only within the main night. If it's all by the Keren, he's got a pshat in us. He's got a issue for us. Yeah.
Actually, can't you say that Rashi just using like the extreme case, like where it actually goes from one property to another property? Even if you lay over on the southwest corner of someone else's property and it travels to the northeast of that property and causes damage there, that maybe the person, maybe Rashi would. It was just showing just their travels. And
but saying, why is Rashi stressing it? You can't say we're talking about you lit somebody else's field, if you could. Why is Rashi saying, the lekel oikmikra? You saw Rashi inside the second Asana? No. The lekel oikmikra, we can't establish the false of talking about Kishen, the Guatzmoy, Kidesh Shachamay. Why? What's bothering Rashi? The Pasuk says it's a Mavis of air, the one who lit it, the Chayim. So obviously we must be going Eishim Shema Chitzov, because according to Mandava Eishim Shema Moinoi, it was the problem that he didn't look after the fire, not the problem that he lit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So the Pshat's like this. This is how Nachum explains it. We could say the extreme that we started saying, that can't be true, it's not true. Somebody likes, like a Reuven saying, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. If you like somebody else, if somebody likes somebody else, you should, and you kill somebody, you can be by Misa. So they're not. So what is the Pshat? So, and the Pshat, we have to think about it. When a person lights in another person's wishes, and then he doesn't look after the fire, why is he Chai? Because he was Pesher, he didn't look after the fire? Or because he was the share because he lit the fire. The share because he lit the fire. If somebody lights a fire in his own wishes, and then he doesn't look after the fire, and it goes and damages, why is he chayv? Because he was the share because he didn't look after the fire, or because he was the share because he lit the fire?
Because he didn't look after the fire.
Hear the chiluk? If I lighten another person's rishus and it causes damage, means why I'm chayiv, because I was b'sheh for lighting the fire the first day. I'm b'sheh, but b'sheh for lighting the fire. In the case where I lighten my own rishus, the reason why I'm chayiv is that b'sheh because I didn't look after the fire. Subtle difference. But, so when I've got a possible saying, shalim shalim hamave esa ve'eyo, even though it's true, but if I live in the other person's rishus, I don't have a question why the apostle says, Shalim Mishalim Hamavi Esaveya, why the Torah focused on the one that lit the fire. Because the pshir I had once, I was with Shea, by lighting the fire. That's the pshir. Shingi, if I lit my own rishus. So I wanted the pshir lighting the fire. So why are you focusing on lighting the one who lit the fire? Say, Shalim Mishalim. The owner of the fire, Shalim Shalim, the one that can look after the fire. Why are you focusing on lighting the fire? That only makes sense if you're the Eishim Shulchit. If you're the Eishim Shulchit of the one that lit the fire, the owner should get right to light it. But that everything the fire went off after that is considered all his act. So Eishim Shulchit of. If you're the Eishim Shulchit of, you know, and you lit in your own rishus, so you won't be ashamed of the lighting. The only thing you'll be ashamed is not looking after the fire. So why are you focusing on the mavis of Be'er? Shalim Yishalim, the owner of the Be'er. Why Shalim Yishalim, the mavis of Be'er? There we see Eishu, Eishu, Chitzo. Right? And David asks what's enough Yemin. That's enough Yemin. But that's the pshat in Rashi for time being. We're saying, if you light in your own Mishus, the reason why you're crying, according to Eishim Shem Moiloi, is because you're Bishaya in not looking after your fire. You light somebody else's rishus. The reason why you're Chayiv, you're Eishim Shem Moiloi, is because you're Bishaya in lighting the fire. So if we're talking about if you're lighting the fire in the other person's rishus, so it's Bishaya in lighting the fire, so Shalim Yishalim, Mavis Aveyo. The one who has to pay, you want to know why? Because you're pshir lighting the fire, so you have to pay. But you have because of pshir. It's not my act. But I lit the fire. I was pshir with the lighting the fire. Okay. So in case manuwa eishim shum chitzol, he's chayim because he actually did the damage. Okay, that's if you're lighting somebody else's wishes. But in case if you're lighting your own wishes, you're lighting your own wishes. So what's your pshir? But then you didn't look after the fire. Didn't look after my sheep. I didn't look after my animal. I didn't look after my fire. Why are you saying, Shalim Shalim Hamavi Esaveh, the one that actually lit the fire? Nothing to do with lighting the fire. It's to do with not looking after the fire. So why focus on the guy that lit it? That only makes sense if you hold Eishim Shom Chitzo. Only if you hold Eishim Shom Chitzo, then consider everything that happened afterwards. It's considered your act. So yes, you lit that. You're chayv to pay. That's the pshat in Rashi. Reb David said, "What's the afkamina?" Very nice. It's a nice chakir. We also were saying, we asked, we were in Rashi already, but we asked if somebody lights a fire and somebody else is rishus. He actually goes to the godish, lights and the fire then goes off. Why is he chayv? Is he chayv because he lit the fire, or is he chayv because he didn't look after the fire? That's question number one. And when somebody lights it in his own rishus, and it goes off and damages, why is he chayv? Is he chayv because he did the fire, or is he chayv because he didn't look after the fire? So what we spoke at was that if you live in your own rishus, in somebody else's rishus, so the reason why you're chayv is because you were fishay for lighting the fire. For lighting the fire, you're right to light the fire. If you lit in your own rishus, the reason why you're chayv is because you were fishay and not looking after the fire. You were right, you're allowed to like it. You just didn't look after it. Nafkumina for Pshat and the Sugya here, been time before we get to Halacha Lamaisa Nafkumina, but Pshat and the Sugya, we're bringing a raya from Shalim Yishalim Hamabe Sabeiro. You see, Eishim Shemachitzo, what's the raya? Since Rashi, because we're talking about when you lit in your own rishus. You say, you mashma me'atzmo, and you can't say you lit in other person's rishus. You lit in his own rishus. And the Torah says, Shalim Yishalim Hamavi Sabeiro is a right Eishim Shom Chitzo. He said, why does Rashi need to say that we're talking about because you lit in your own Rishon? Even if you read it in other passages, the Torah says, Shani Misham Hamaves Abeiro, the one who licked his chayiv, Mishnah Berayiv, and Ishim Misham Chitzot. It's a teretz. If you lit in the other person's shoes, everyone agrees the pshira was in the lighting. So it's okay for the Torah to define that as shalim yishalim mabe esaveiro, because the pshira was in the lighting. The same thing if you lit in your own shoes. So there's no pshira in the lighting. The pshira is not looking after it. If you're like Eishim Shimon Moinoi, it's nothing to do with me lighting it. So why is the Torah calling me mabe esaveiro? Is there aye Eishim Shimon Moinoi? That's the Pshat in Rashi. Now, what's enough Kemina the Maisis like this? If you hold Eishim Shimon Moinoi, so according to Rashi, if it's not my money, am I chayiv?
No.
No? What about if I take somebody else's fire and I light the goddess of someone else? And the fire then goes off and burns the whole goddess down. Am I chayiv according to Rashi? No, the whole goddess. So you are chayiv according to Rashi. And the reason is because you're a pesheya for your light. You're a pesheya for the light. You're a pesheya. Rashi holds, you can't be chayiv for if I take somebody else's fire and I light it, it's in my own rishus and I didn't look after that person's fire. I'm not chayiv. There's only chayiv that didn't look after. That's looked after your fire. If I actually pesheya, if I'm pesheya, with fire, I'm going to be chayiv. So if I'm lighting in my own rishos, if the big enough community, the same place as me at Jamal Mugena, but if I'm lighting in my own rishos, I have a fire burning in my own rishos. Why? The neighbors decide they want to make Lag BaOmer in my garden. Okay, so a nice big furnace burning in my garden, bonfire, and I decide I'm not going to look after this fire at all. And the fire goes off and spreads, and it burns down someone's goddess. A chayiv for it? No. I'm not chayiv for it, but I should be chayiv. I didn't look after the fire. It wasn't my fire to begin with. I'm not going to be chayiv. Maybe I fanned it. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to be chayiv for it because it's not my fire. And the reason why I'd be chayiv is I have to look after the fire. I'd have to look after something that's not mine. But if I go and I light the bonfire in somebody else's garden, so even if it's not mine, but I was pesheya. I was pesheya. If I'm pesheya, of course I'm going to be chayiv. If it's somebody else's stuff in my house, I'm not pesher. I don't have to look after other people's things. If I'm pesher by lighting in somebody else's rishus, I was a pesher. Then I'm going to be chayiv. Why? Because I was a pesher. Pesher in the lighting. I'd be an afkamin and a mice. Take somebody else's thing and I light something with it. I'm a pesher. I light somebody else's property with it. So I was a pesher in the lighting. I was a mavis of Eir, I was b'sheh in the lighting. I'm going to be chayiv, even contra Yishlokish. So it's b'sheh using somebody else's fire. If I just b'sheh because I didn't look after somebody else's fire, I'm not chayiv. You hear the difference? So says Rashi, if you want to bring your right to Rabbi Yechon on, you want to bring your right to Rabbi Yechon that you're chayiv ishim shmchitzo, and you bring your right for the words ha-mavis of Eir, what's the right b'chla? Because if somebody's b'sheh by writing in somebody else's rishus, he is a mavis abeiro. He was a mavis abeiro. He lit the fire. He's chayv because of pshia of his lighting. So of course he's chayv. Of course he's mavis abeiro. So what's the right bechlam? Says Rashi, we can't say we're talking about he lit somebody else's rishus. He lit in his own rishus. How do I know? It says kisete. It went out from his rishus miatzvos. He lit in his own rishus. If so, if you lit in his own rishus, there's no pshia in the mavi. He's not pshia in the mavi. So why is the pshir? You didn't look after it. Okay. So say that. Why do you say I burnt it down? I'm mavis aveyo. Why are you saying I'm chayiv because I was a mavis aveyo? Not chayiv because I'm mavis. Rashi, that's right. Eishim shum chitzo. Yes. The old Eishim shum chitzo, it's Odom HaMazik. He's the mavis aveyo. He's the one that burnt down the horn. The Valdig Wort says in two lines of Rashi. That's not. It's a chiluk between Eish in your own rishus and Eish and somebody else's rishus, even according to Reish Lakish. Even according to Reish Lakish, Eish and Shema Moinai, there's a chiluk between any own rishus and somebody else's rishus. In your own rishus, only if it's your money. If it's somebody else's rishus, if you're the one that lit and you're the one that b'sheah, even if it's not your money. Why? because you're Peshe in Havor, you're Pesher. You're Pesher. That's you're going to be Chayav.
I'm And somebody else's fire and considering the fact that it's your fire.
That's contribution.
Why is that shit just kind of hold back?
It's not his mind.
The government by family.
Who said that?
The mission says that. The mission that said, come along, blow on it really hard. You take responsibility.
Yeah, very good. No, no, come, it's a mission, right? It's what we spoke about then, and again, what we just now mentioned, that's talking about, and somebody else is in your own rishus, allowed to do what you want. I know.
We're discussing the responsibility to make sure that in your rishus has to be that there's a wall that's a certain height, that it's not next to any dry wood.
Yeah.
Talking about your rishus.
In order to make your chayiv, in order to make your chayiv to pay, has to be yours. Come to Islamish, has to be yours. If you're liking somebody else's rishus, then any pshia you're going to be chayav. Okay, that the early rishus only if it's yours.
No, I take somebody else's dog outside of there's show outside of the tent.
Yeah.
And then bring him over and lead him going to somebody else's field. Ish, hold, I'm not chayav.
No, they have to be on the Geneva. That's a mission. They have not a
name.
Yeah. Mishnah says every gun is like every gun of it takes. What do you mean no task is still? Every gun of it takes. It's capable. Can you have a name? Okay. So ask the local dog. Mishnah says if you have a name, then yeah. Otherwise, no. What? So what? Let's have to do a shop survey. And I find an animal. Right? And this animal now goes in damages. I'm high for that. So says, I'm looking out, they're taking me home. Down. It's not my animal, not chayiv. It's if my animal, then I'm chayiv. If it's my mom, then I'm chayiv. We're saying a chiddush. If the other person who should, and we'll see again, I'm Isha, with your passion there. If the other person who should, then you're all chayiv, even if you're shlokish, because you have to share in the asiyas ha'ish. One of the reasons why we're going through Rashi until here is because this Nikula here, which we needed for first place three. So we're saying like this, yeah, it's important you do, and I want to stress it. There's a chiluk, even from the Shlokish, between in your own rishus and in somebody else's rishus. In your own rishus, all you did was shear in the shmir. Therefore, it is not my money, not chayiv. And in somebody else's rishus, the reason why I'm chayiv is a shear in adlokim, in avorim, in the lighting of the fire. No, it doesn't make a difference if it's my money or not my money. Says Rashi. Says again, Rashi says, Shani Mishama, Mami Sabe, we focus on the one who lights the fire. That's because we're talking about your own issues. There, we're talking about your own issues. So what's the right that we have? Issues from pizza? You're talking about you lit in your own issues. So why isn't there focusing on the one who lit the fire? When you stop it, you should be speaking about the person who looked after the didn't look after the fire. And am I? You see, Eishoi Mishum Kitzel. Had it been in time, lit it in somebody else's rishos, then everyone can understand why you're focusing on the one that lit it. The Sibba Sahib, the reason why you're chayiv is because of the light, that's why you're chayiv. Okay, Mehatim, we'll come back to that Mishnah in our Kitzel you're talking about when we get to Tetris, to the Masa Eishoi Mishum Amoyinai, we'll get there in Mehatim. Let's try and move on a little bit more as well. Top Rashi in his game Moinoi, the simply say to H, the Mashman the Atma, in his game Gufoi, the Koyle Mama. I was a very interesting Gemara. I don't really have a good vote for it, a very interesting Gemara. So I've got Mishnah and a Bryce saying, support of your vehicle. A Possek and a Bryce supporting your vehicle. A Possek and a Bryce. Possek says, he said to Chapter Mama. And the Bryce there. Possek got Kosovo in his game Gufoi. Now what he said to say, the same in his game Moinoi. So, Possek goes with his game of Moinoi, he says to Eish, and the same as he goes for it, the Mavi. It's exactly the same what we just said from the Possek. Exactly the same. He's saying, all right for the Possek, all right for the Bryce, explain the Possek. All right for the Possek, that's all. The Bryce explains the Possek. What's the right for them? It's not like we've been mechadish anything in the Possek more than the Bryce says. Have a Possek, and the Bryce explains the Possek. Since Rava, right, two rise. Pasuk and the price. You got a right from a pasuk and the price. It explains it the same way you explain the pasuk. I don't have a vault for that. Just interesting how the Gemara, I remember, shtel a bit. Here, Rava said, in the pasuk, mukach like that. And then the price is being sat and thinking it's more. Oh, but the nakuda I wanted to share with you when we get to this stage is that, do you remember, the Gemara asked the question, why should the beard not hold like he holds? Why did he hold like a shlokish? Remember, the Gemara asked, why did the beard not hold like a shlokish? So now, at this moment, we should have shared. I mean, why did the beard not hold? Why did he not hold like a shlokish? He held what he held because he got a pasuk and a brace and supporting him. Pasuk says like him. What on earth do you mean in saying, why did Rav Yochanan not hold like Ishtokish? Nachon! Ishtokish said it's svaris. Ishtokish said it doesn't go mikuf. It said it's not considered mikuf, but it goes on its own. I understand that. But Rav Yochanan had the pasuk supporting him. Why did Rav Yochanan? If I've got a pasuk sending me that, right? So why am I holding like I'm holding? Why do I hold like somebody else? Anyway, the apostle says I'm right. Yeah, but a man agrees. Hashem said it. He says I'm right. Why should I change my opinion? This was the question we had then, and the answer so Tosfos, this shout of Rabbi Yochanan is so mechudash, it's considered chitzov, that it's really mechayev a person to change poshuk shout of the apostle. I found the apostle seems to imply that weird. It's such a chiddush to say that it's called. Kirchhoi, why goes on its own? It's a wind digging. What's it going to do with Kirchhoi? What's it going to do with all the Ramazi? Now that would make us rethink how to learn this possible. You should learn Irishlokish. Irishlokish says you shouldn't learn it. It does possible some other use. So the reason I can't learn Irishlokish, what can I do? Irishlokish is just is not my style. It's not no mamosh. So I have to learn my learn. And now the possible is important. So the possible alone is not enough of a trump card. Yeah? So we have a question, why doesn't Rabbi Yechon hold any shlokish? That's what the Gemara asked on the other. He said, what do you mean? The Pasuk tells it, says Rabbi Yechon's right. Answer is, Rabbi Yechon's ship is so mechudosh that this Pasuk, he says, hey, Shad Hashem HaMamet, learn it some other way. Or find some other way to learn it. Rabbi Shlokish is not bowled over by this Pasuk. The Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is such a novelty. I'll find some other way. It's not good. Oh, okay, hands up, finished. You know what, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, we have a pasuk. I'm going to see soon, Rabbi Yochanan maybe backtracks you. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. No. This pasuk, very nice, you got a pasuk. I'll take you some other way. Look at Kedushas maybe. I don't know, there may be some other pshat where you can find into this pasuk. That'll be another pshat. So why are you keeping to your pshat? It's such a mechudosh pshat. No, you're stuck in them. And the find another pshat. So the Rebbe, I don't know. I'm stuck in the world. I can't learn how you're stuck. There's no mamosh. It's not mamayim. I can't learn how you're stuck. So it has to be the kitzur. You have to learn the posel like this. So it's because I have to learn the posel like this. I learn the posel like this. You're obviously I got posel supporting your Rebbe. No. If you learn it that way, you got posel supporting your Rebbe. Your stuck has got another way to learn it. How? I don't know. But the passage of the Gemara is that that's how you should learn Irish language. Yeah.
Setting up the question, you should learn Irish
language. Now you're stuck. You want to know what that?
When we read the passage, then it almost like to confirm our intent of the passage, we have a Mishnah.
Yeah, right.
Saying, right, so it's similar to mine, but also learn the
passage. Yeah, sure.
So you think that's
still. It's all negative the passage. Pashas is negative passion meaning negative the word the same. You can't learn Asian Shimano because there's no tangible or mamoshes. This Kiddush and the Brahis
would be
Shlokish. Yeah. And indeed you're Shlokish. Was not his spoil from this possible. Yeah, turning out of shots. Oh my robot. Catch the second line out of here on out. Oh my robot. Catch a little line. I buy a little cash. The mandal of the Ish of Chitzov, the Beit Ish of Chitzov, Tamon the Ish, the Potter Achman, our Hechem is cast. How can you have Tamon the Ish, the Potter? Pasuk says, Oy Bekoma. If you light a fire and it burns down something Bekoma, something revealed. And there we learn if it's Tamon, if it's hidden, the Potter. Hechem is cast. How do you ever have Tamon? Also, it seems to say there's a Musik of Tamon. How can you have Tamon? Bishvan, if you want Ishin Shimon, like, no, fine, no problem. Ishin, like, your ox. And the Torah says that my lock is an ox in a chai for damaging the god, right? By Ish, yeah, obviously. But according to Rabbi Yechman, I want Ishin Shimon, chitzo. So, what's it mean when you like the fire? It's automatic. Odom HaMazik is not shaykh to her, Tomon, there's no Tomon by Odom HaMazik. Good? So you're sitting there as if, either looking at you back to pounce on me, or you're saying, yeah, it's fine, I'm not sure it's fine. Do you understand the Gemara?
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yechon, Ish Rishon Chitza, how can you have a Tomon by Ish? Yeah? What's the question? The Torah says it's a Pter of Tamon Be'ish. Why not? Torah says that for Ish, your bottom. The Ish of Mishum Chitzov, your Chayim because of Chitz. And for Ish, your bottom. It's your Chitz. So the Torah says, a Chitz of a shot in the manner of Ish, your bottom for Tamon. Problem with that? You don't like it, the Torah says so? The Torah says you're potter for Eish. For Eish.
No, you're not.
Okay. So when the Torah says you're chai for Eish, it means it's considered like your chit. With a p'tur of Tamon. When the Torah says you're potter wants to be kasha. Eish and Mishum chit. The reason why you're chai for Eish is like Adam and Mazi, but there's certain haim balot. There's certain kulis, and the kulis is called Tamon. The Torah says it, you know. So, Eish is part of a Tomah. What do you have? Okay, it's Mamish like Adam. It's not Mamish like Adam Mamazi. It's an Eish of Adam Mamazi. Everyone must into that. And there's certain like Balot with Eish, certain limitations. It says, like, Eish, Pizza, you're in your Chayiv. For Golly, not for Tomah. So, what's the catch of the Gemara? It's a penalty. This we need to learn Rashi. Rashi, second night. How do we find that you should be chai for Tom? Ilu Adam Zoyk Chitz. If a person would throw an arrow, the Izik, the Tomon, and would damage Tomon. Mi loy mechai, the Bach adds in the word me. Mi loy mechai, ben Ezek. Would he not be chai for Ezek? Okay, well, my Birkin. We basket in this period. Petza tachas potza. We basken in this point, period, the end of the period, we basken. What do we learn from the word Petzah Tachas Potza? Lechayev es ha-shoyge kemezik v'oynes kirotzoy. We know that Yochayev by Odom HaMazik is Chayev. First, if he doesn't be shoyge, as if he did be amazing. And even if he was an oynes, he's Chayev, if he did be rotzoy. So how can you tell me that you are going to be part of a tomon? If a guy would shoot an arrow into a tomon, he'd be chayev. So to A should be the same. So we look at this Rashi, and we're wondering what's going on. We're talking about tomon, and you're bringing in about shaygig, mazed, oynes, rotzoy. What? Where are the two cup? Tomon is a tool that if somebody lights a fire and there's something covered, you don't have to pay for it. Odom HaMazik, it's Chayim. There's no such thing as Tomon by Odom HaMazik. No, since Rashi, no. You know why there's no Tomon by Odom HaMazik? Because you're Chayim in volumes. That's why there's no tool for Tomon by Odom HaMazik. What do you mean? Tomon means you've got something and it's covered. What's it going to do with Oynes? What's going to do with what? What's it going to do with Maiden? What's it going to do with anything? So, you hear the problem? No. Tari says, let's say, Tari says a bird is part of a kelim. If an Adam smashes kli, what's it then? Chayv. You know why? Because it's chayv also for insin. Makes any sense to you? A bird is part of a kelim, not possible. And a person's chayv for kelim, the insin is chayv for kelim, because that's possible. What's it got to do with the insin? A shayim is potter if he has choose shem v'eger b'shus ha'rabim. Wrong? An odd man walks and b'shus ha'rabim is chayiv. You know why? He's chayiv for insin. Make sense? Make sense? What on earth? The reason why you're chayiv, if you walk down b'shus ha'rabim, you break something, is because you broke it, not because you're chayiv for insin. You broke it, that's why you're chayiv. Certain things are p'turim. Shem regel, and the potter of Shazur Abim, and because it says Vivi Stay Acher, and a boy is potter of Kalim, because it says Shem Rekalim, Shem Rodach, Shem Rekalim, it's Turin. And Ace is potter of Tom, because it says Kono. And an Adam is Chayim with all of that, he's not even possible. So he's Chayim with all of that. He's Chayim for Shazur Abim, why not? He's Chayim for Kalim and a boy, why not? He's Chayim for Age for kids, why not? He's not automatic. Why shouldn't he be kind? What on earth are you bringing in onus for? Akesh onus. So here we see a gewaldige chiddush that Rashi tells us the reason why he pot off the tongue by age is because it's a thing. That's why the tool of oibakama is telling you there's something which you couldn't see, you couldn't look after, you didn't know to look after it. It's a tool of shaking, a tool of onus. And that's why you're plot. Somebody lights a fire and it burns down. Somebody lights a fire in Zemrushus and it burns down. Somebody else in Zemrushus and it burns down the property there. He's bottom within Oinis, within Shogi. That's why you're bottom. You're bottom. Says Rashi, that's all very good. But Momen and Lazik, you're Michael for Shogi, you're Michael for Oinis. You're bottom for Shogi, you're bottom for Oinis. But by Adam Hamazik, there's no tour of shaking oiness. The Bible says, Better Dachat Potza, the Rabbi is a shaking, the Rabbi is a shaking, Rabbi is a oiness. You have a person who tell me by Adam Hamazik, there's no such thing as shaking. The person that told us the din of Oy Bekoma was telling us, you should know there's something called shaking by Aish. That's all very good to be old. Oh, moment of magic. Asian Chimamina, if you're the Asian Chimachitzom, if you're the Asian Chimachitzom, then it's within Adam Amazik. And what do you want to patter him? Because he didn't know about it. Adam Amazik is Chayim Bemezit. And Adam Amazik is Chayim Beshevi, Adam Amazik is Chayim Beoinis, Adam Amazik is always Chayim. So how can you ever have a case of Chitz being what? That's the question. How about the Minas Torah says it's a Ptur of Tomon? But what's a pshat in the Ptah of Talmud? Shogi. Well, that's the exterior to Eishon Shulchitza. Because Eishon Shulchitza tells me, Yochayim for Shogi. Yochayim for Shogi. So, of course, you can be Yochayim. That's the pshat. Yochayim, why did Rashi bring in Petzlach as Potza? Yochayim is a Shogi, you made his own Yisgarasim? Because that's the Ptah of Talmud. When you walk in there, Rishon Sarabim, and Shem Reg, there's Potza, Rishon Sarabim. There's no having in an Adam would be important, which is rather. Because there's no possible to be stay after by Adam. And the possible to my Kalim and a boy, the possible says you're possible for Kalim and a boy, but you're not possible for Adam, my Kalim is possible. There's no possible by Adam saying should be possible by Kalim. But when the Torah says that you're possible by Tom because it's a Shogeg, then they might have had a have a minute, should be possible by Adam, my Shogeg as well. There it is, no. There's a pasuk Petzatat Potza that says, you know, Adam is chayv b'shig. Therefore, there's no ptur. Yeah.
So, is Rashi saying that if a person knows that he burns intentionally, and he knows something is inside, coming inside, now I have a follow-up question. Is he Rashi saying that he would be chayv?
That's the simple pshat of Rashi.
That's pushy.
Right.
Based on. So it tells us that the person who saw that the fire was gathered, that the Gadish was on fire, and comes along and covers it up for his friend. He knows what he's doing. And then he's other for everything that's on the inside.
The one that lit it wouldn't have to pay.
The one that lit it wouldn't have to be.
Even though he knew that.
Who covered it, it's kind of initially.
Yes, what's your catch on who? No. Catch on the fact the person that lit it doesn't need to pay, or the person that covered it. Who are you asking? Yes, he's just a grub, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, like when I'm high in this world, but really he's high. Really he's high. You shall hide in this world.
You want to ask a question? You want to ask a question? Ask the question on the other guy. No, you want to ask a question. Let's ask a question on the other guy. If so, because you don't know about it, so what happens when I lit the fire? It was very new, everyone knew about it, and then it got covered afterwards. So you're going to say, you're going to get fired for that. You have a right for that Gemara, or not? You have a right for that Gemara. You see that if a guy covers it, the first guy's bottom, right? That's a good cash. If the Ptor of Tom is because you don't know about it, it might going to be that there are cases where even though you do know about it, you still have a Ptor of Tom. Yeah? Well, that is a good cash. And it's addressed by Abner Nochum. But first of all, we need to know if Rashi's saying what he's saying. Yeah? Rashi does seem to be saying that. Chaim is a shegin, made it, and the owners brought. That's what Rashi says. A Tom. So if you want to have a look, we're running out of time. So if you want to have a look in Sifkov and Kufnun, in Sefer, he addresses your cash. Yeah, and that our case will be Chaim as well. I just want to go a little bit further in the Gemara. But first of all, that is what Rashi says. This Shachine, this Shachine, and Al Chan Rashi, I hate the Oilom, Betomon, Unichas. Every chet is always tom, because it always goes into something and damages in there, or mazik. Every chet shoots into something and damages the inside. But loy shemati, so it's not the pshat that Rashi wants to go with. Rashi wants to go with the first pshat.
Why is he mentioning?
Yeah, I knew it last. Yeah, okay, so we have this kashuk, we've gone to Rava. How do you have a case of Tom Beish? Why? Because there's no Tom Shagir. No Tom Shagir, you're the Ramazi. And Abai answered this. Kigoy, Shenof Lod Liker, Isachotem, Enof Logether. Shalom Machad Liker. He lit a fire in a sun chotzer, and the wall fell down. Not my chassid leiko. The whole covered leiko, and the fire went and burnt something down. Mezik v'chotzer acheres. The hoslam kolu leichit. He shot the arrow. The arrow had only possibility to go up to the wall. And then the wall fell down. So now it's not any more considered as an arrow. The fact that the arrow went further is not because of him, because when he let loose the energy, it could only go a certain distance. And something happened, the wall fell down. Anything that happens afterwards is not considered his act. So since it's not considered his act, it's not going to be chayim anymore for Tomo. Because Tomo only chayim al shegeg is only considered my act. It's not my act anymore. Now I shouldn't be chayim anymore for Tomo. If you want to know, I can be chayim for Tomo. How can you be chayv for Tom? How can you be part of a Tom? It's always your act. There it is. No, the thing that burned down happened. It got burned down after my energy had passed. The thing that I shot should have only hit a wall. The wall went further. Everything happened afterwards. There's nothing to do. Excellent. Pray the Gemara. Very good, Abdovid. Pray the Gemara. Yachi. Forget about the Tomon. He shouldn't be chayv about anything. He shouldn't be chayv anything. It's not his act. He should show himself. My act ended at that wall. Everything happened after has nothing to do with me. So I'm not going to be chayv. But what? Ish is glochis. What would be if somebody shot an arrow at the wall and then the wall got taken down by someone else and the arrow went and killed somebody, and is the one that lit the fire, the one that lit the arrow, shot the arrow into your chayim? No!
No.
Not his act.
Huh?
Not his act. Total mechitza. You want the short lint? So you don't hit that wall. That's
sure.
And that's considered a zach.
Why don't we say mazalek?
No. You want to connect back the what happened, the one that did the activity.
Yeah.
The one happened and the one that did the activity is something wrong. The one that did the activity shouldn't have killed that guy. What happened was something happened in between. Shield got taken down. That's nothing to do with the one that did it, so maybe it's not connected. It's a disconnect. It's not connected. If it's a disconnect, and you're the Ishmael Kitzai, so there's a disconnect. It's not my arrow. It shouldn't be Chayv at all. I can talk it self. Forget about the Tomo. It shouldn't be Chayv at all. Hello. Says the Gemara, it's a big, big U-turn. Hello, the man, the Ishmael Mishum Chitzom. Ishmael Nami Mishum Memo. Says the Gemara, you made a bad mistake the whole way through. You always thought the complete argument is he holds this and he holds this. If you can hold chitzov and he's not hold memory, why is if you can hold of memory? No, it's no mamoshes. Why do you not hold of if you can hold chitzov? Because it's not kochor. Then the Gemara, you're wrong. If you can have other agrees to his shlokish, if you can agree to his shlokish, it's shaykh memory, no, he agrees to him. He just holds it's also shaykh chitzov. Hello, the man is in the kitchen. We say, "I'm in the morning." No, okay, going. So he didn't go. He should have fenced it up. The fire went off, and there was a wall there that should have and that it shouldn't have gone through. The wall collapsed. The fire is now raging. If you're the ancient Shimon Bar Yochai, what are you expected to do? Put up another fence. Put up another fence before your fire goes out and damages. So he didn't do that. So what was he? He was Pesher. And then that fire went and it burnt up the Godish. Would you be high for the Godish? Yeah, you're a Pesher. It didn't burn just the Godish. It burnt up also the things inside the Godish. Tomon. And that is Shegik. So you're high for Shegik? No. Mele, you're going to be potter on the Tomon and the high for the Godish. That's a pshat. Suddenly, when you have a chayv by Tom, when to have a ptur of Tomon by Eish, according to Yechanan? When? When according to Yechanan is a ptur of Tomon by Eish? And if the wall wasn't there, he shot an arrow and it went straight into the haystack and it damaged everything in the haystack, he chayv, the ptur shegi. If he shot the arrow and the wall stayed there, would he be chayv? Certainly not, nothing got burnt, nothing got burnt. But he shot the arrow and then the wall collapsed. Not because of what he did, it just collapsed. So his act ended by that wall. So the fact that the haystack got burnt down is not because of his act. So why would it be? He didn't look after the fire. He didn't look after the fire. There we can hear a chilek between Golui, where you're Pesher, and Tomon, where you are a Oinus, you are a Shik. And that's where you find Tomon by Eishu contribute. El alaman the itzim shum chitzov itzim nam shum merino. The goyin shahoyle the goyin jaw the goyin god jaw. Doesn't show you. It's his ox. It's his fire. But like Tomach Bape, he didn't knock it up. There. That is the big U-turn of Thursday Toshi Begimon. Amazing U-turn. Amazing, amazing U-turn. What's Rashi saying? What's the Gemara saying? They couldn't do it. He holds the Ishmael from the
way. What if it happened to Rabbi Yochanan
the following?
I can't hold my
mom.
Right,
what did he say? Can't hold the
mom? Because there's nothing to it.
Gemara said that. Okay. Why not? It's not, they made a mistake. If Yochanan does hold the Ishmael, Ishmael doesn't hold the Ishmael. Yochanan agrees that Ishmael from the way. And it's also Ishmael from the way. In my colleague, it is a shlokish can't hold Eishim Shum. You do a bit of chazor, what we learned today, you should be left with a tremendous difficulty.
Now the pastor.
He's got it. I said, if you do a bit of chazor, you're left with a tremendous difficulty. Okay, yes, sir. Yeah, the pastor.
The
pastor
is giving both Mamon and Eishim.
Why? Because the beginning is Mamon. He takes a by itself.
Yeah, and so could Rabbi Yochanan hold
from the pasuk that he learned it, or unlike with the brisa.
No, the pasuk starts off saying he went on his own, and the pasuk's magzir it as mapping.
And in addition, you're chayv for eight print.
No, forget. If you go back to the beginning of that pasuk, pasuk said, what was the kasha? Pasuk said it went on its own. And it said you're chayv because you're mavid. Why is he mavid? It shouldn't say because you're pesher. There it is. Eish mishum chitzah. That's what the pasuk said. You see, eish mishum chitzah. No, it's a big difficulty, but it's not the one that you're asking now. It is a tremendous difficulty on this tomorrow. Let's do a quick seek on what we had. You want to ask a question? Yeah, please.
Does the Gemara come up with this whole case of walls up and down? How do we know to say that? Why didn't you force us to say that's the case?
Because how can you have a case of Tomo?
What?
How can you have a case of Tomo? Where you have a case of Tomo is possible.
The small income.
So then it's his age. It's his case. So then it's behind for Tomo. Because only Tom could be Shogig, and it's not called Shogig, it's called Adam Amazic. So you're going to have a.
No, it's Shogig. I would suggest in the case, I have no idea this guy is Ayyub.
But Adam Amazic might be Shogig.
Where is Gadish? My book was 3 feet high, it was sufficient, I thought. I guess I was wrong. I went over and ruined his thing, and you know, when I saw it,
Adam was saying, the Shogig.
What?
Adam was saying, the Shogig.
But not by Tom, I'll say.
Why?
Because no, I'm a little odd. I didn't make the haystack. So when I saw the haystack, I said, you know what? It's going to cost me $10 to pay it back. I'll get $10. I didn't know you got his wallet.
All them sky blindness.
What?
All them sky blindness.
Not when the Torah says that.
The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says the Ptah by Tom, which means the Ptah of Shogig. The Pasuk elsewhere says that Adam is chayv for Shogig. How can you reconcile the two? The Torah says that there's a Ptah of Tom. And that, since Rashi means the Ptah of Shogig. And there's another Rashi, another Pasuk that says that Adam is chayv for Shogig. So you have two things. Petzah, Tachas, Potzah. Why did it say Petzah, Tachas, Potzah? The Ribbon, the Chavav, coming to be Marbe, Shogig, Kimi. Oiners, Kirotim. So we have here now a direct clash between two things. We have on one hand, this is Tomon, Tor Shogig. On the other hand, saying, Adam Mazik, Chaim Shogig. What do you do?
How do you compare the two? Look, what is fire that everybody's allowed to make, especially back then when they used to make fires out of fire?
Yeah.
And an arrow, you're shooting an arrow, so we're going to say, you know what, be extra careful not to harm somebody, and if not, we're going to punish you for it. So how do you compare the two?
What's the reason why you fall for Tom? If the toy is like Rash explains, the reason why you fall for Tom is because Shogig, and that doesn't make sense by shooting an arrow.
One is a goof injury, and one is injury to a material.
Understand.
How do you compare it?
Where do we find injury? Different levels of shogig?
Huh?
Where do we find different things?
The Torah says, Where by other mamazim do we find different levels of shogig?
Other mamazim is always chayv. So here's other mamazim. Other mamazim is chayv for shogig. So what if it's not normal? It is normal. It doesn't make a difference. He shot an arrow. What happened if somebody shot an arrow and you thought the wall was that small? Is that what you're saying? And it went and hit something and killed him. Is he chayv? Yes. Why? I never dreamt that it would go that way. Chayv for Enos as well. Well, if Eish is Shum Chitzor, Eish is your arrow, and your arrow doesn't have a Ptah of Shogig, so you're going to be chayv for it.
So Mike shoots an arrow at a haystack.
And there's a person sitting inside.
He does not know that somebody's
and
sitting
person
inside.
Sitting inside. He's got Misa. No, it's not Misa because he didn't have a straw.
He did not know there was a person inside.
Would he have to pay for the damage he caused to that person? Let's say he shot off his leg. He has to pay for the nezek. Yes.
I don't know.
Because the passage says, you're chayvim for oinus.
This is a special
question. Oinus! Oinus, I never dreamt of! You're chayv for. Oinus, it's a grotze. Oh, then my mouth is always chayv.
The weapon versus age.
Good.
A case of Tumman, similar to Tumman. if a person's sleeping and another person puts a keli next to him, he has no clue that that's there and he breaks it while he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Isn't that case of Tama?
Because we have to turn all that off if he breaks in his sleep.
But it was that he was potter.
Yeah. The reason why he's potter that is because the guy that put it there was wrong to put it when he was sleeping. Let's say I go to sleep and I know there's a clue there when I go to sleep. And during my sleep, when I'm completely not there, I smash the clue, it would be chal. Yeah, that's the case of a big story of Oinus Gom. I mentioned if you get there, pay a gimel. Oinus Gom, or big story of Machlikitam Bam, Tixis there, what's the name? Oinus Gom, or Chavzayn, with these. Yes, it's a sham, but that's, if it's not Oinus Gom, and if it's not Oinus Gom, if you try somebody shooting an arrow into a haystack, never dreamt the person's in there, it's still be chayiv. Certainly, if it's something which I could have dreamt of, it's just a shogi, certainly be chayiv. The Mela, that's the case of the war caps. I want to try and get through some Rashi, but there's a lot more to talk about. I have to do on Sunday. What am I going to show on Sunday? You must be up to two dots already, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we get up to 9:30 on Sunday, no? I have to get through these Rashis. We have a little bit more, so then we can start again. So what do we have today? We have today a major U-turn. Till now, we thought Rabbi Yechon didn't hold the Rishlokish. And Rishlokish didn't hold Rabbi Yechon. Which one was the Muskel Rishin? Which one was the more pastors? Rishlokish! Which one was the pastors? That's what was Rishlokish, right? That's what you were asked. Why didn't Rabbi hold the Rishlokish? What was the Rishlokish? Why didn't Rabbi hold the Rishlokish? He had a positive supporting him. Didn't he have a positive supporting him?
Yeah, the grass that way first.
1 second. Didn't Rabbi have a positive supporting him?
Yeah.
So why did he want to come out asking why didn't he hold the Rishlokish? Answer is because the Rishlokish is the more passionate. Rabbi Yechon made a positive and got in on the gate. Nice clear. He made that energy. The energy went off the wind. Okay. What's it got to do with him? Rabbi Yechon made a positive shit in the world. So why didn't he hold the Rishlokish? There it says he couldn't have. Right? That's what they were thought originally. Rabbi Yechon couldn't hold the Rishlokish, Rishlokish couldn't hold the Rabbi Yechon. And later we had these four or five caches trying to bring eyes to Rabbi Yechon, to Rishlokish. Eventually we hit a dead wall. And the guy shot this arrow, and there was an Indian of Tomon. How do you have a case of Tomon? By Ish. It's either Adam and Malik is trying for everything, or what? So what happened? So we said, yeah, the wall collapsed. Okay, so why is he chayv b'chlal then? He showed the arrow already disconnected with him. So why should he be chayv b'chlal? Answer is, since the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Yechon changed. Rabbi Yechon holds on Rishlokish. Rabbi Yechon holds on Ishim Shimon Rehoi as well. Rabbi Yechon holds on Ishim Shimon Rehoi as well. Therefore, you can have a case of Tama. Was a wall, the wall collapsed, carried on burning. He should have been bound to it. He should have put up a wall. He didn't put up the wall went out, the fire went out and burnt it. So the Golo is Kai because it was the share on the top of his bottom because it's a shake against Tomon and Mela, everything's good. So what? So what's Machlikas? Everyone holds the Ishim Shomri, what's Machlikas? Machlikas is a beacon holds also Ishim Shomri. So besides Ishim Shomri, he holds also Ishim Shomri. Machkimina, Shoya is Machkimina, Ichai Dalabay, Machkimina. Yechayiv for Misa, for killing this, the Evan, all these Nachkeminas. He also holds on. So we're going to have to stop here. And then on Sunday at 9:30, we will try and finish off so the two dots and start again the study. So anyone who's got the two dots is encouraged to start again from the beginning of the study. We've hardly done any of it. And Hashem, we will. Very quickly, the Pasuk said this week's parsha. Yossi can go. Pasuk said, "Begrafteh lachem mincha kadosha." Mincha kadosha. You should bring a mincha kadosha to Hashem. This is talking about Shmuz. You bring a mincha kadosha. So, says the Kliyoka, this is the remez for Shmuz. Remez for Shmuz. Torah. Where did it say that we had matan Torah in on Shmuz? Where did it say in the Torah? Mincha kadosha. Should always be in your eyes like Kadoshim. And it's interesting, the Pasuk never actually says clearly when Matan Torah was. Because why is it not saved? No. Today is the day of Matan Torah, because not. Because every day has to be a matzah of Kevaloshim. Doesn't mean that every day you have to forget what you learned yesterday. Rather, every day you build on what you learned yesterday. And every day, wow, a new novelty, a new chiddush. And that's why we don't want to specify, you know, it's no vol, civil, that's why every day, whether it's Pesach Sheni or after that, every day should be a day where we can be mechadish, na'ay chidushim la'ay tereda. Have a very good Shabbos. It should be there to be mechadish, chidushim, and to understand everything we're learning.
Amen.